owners, landlords,
property managers.
Hello, fans, and welcome to a Saturday night edition of Colt 45's Baseball. We're here at Tiger Field in Redding, California. It's a hot one tonight, but the cloud cover has started to come in as it's gotten partly cloudy, which will cool things off as we look to get things started here. It's a little bit cooler than last night. It was about 113, 115 before dropping down below the hundreds around the 7th or 8th inning. The Colt 45s are concluding their warm-ups out on the field. Tonight's starting pitcher for the Colt 45s, their ace, dare I say, with a 4-0 record and a 2.18 ERA. He's leading the team in strikeouts. He's got 50 of them in 33 innings pitched, and he's only walked 9 in all 5 of his outings. The tall right-hander from Diamond Bar, California, standing at 6'4", 230. Also has a no-hitter on his resume on the year. That was on May 31st. This is none other than Eric Winchester, the tall, flame-throwing right-hander with that heater that gets in those strikeouts. We'll see him out there on the hill. It's been a while since he's pitched. His last start came on June 26th against the Fresno Athletics, where he went 7, allowing 2 hits, 1 walk. He struck out 10 and allowed no runs. He is, again, started 5 games on the year for the Colt 45s, and in 4 of the 5, he has gotten the win, and in all 5 of those games, the Colt 45s have won the ball game. So we're facing off against the Tehama County Bulls, and they will be facing off against Eric Winchester, the leadoff hitter for the Tehama Bulls. Will be the shortstop Palos. He'll be followed up by the third baseman Miller, and then it will be Stanton, the catcher, in the 3 spot before McDonald will be the DH hitter in the cleanup spot, followed by Baker at second. And I'll try to get the full names of these guys. And then Richa, the first baseman, followed by Boyas in right and Chesty in center. And then it'll be Knight batting 9th in left field. This will be the lineup that the Tehama Bulls send to the plate against Eric Winchester, the ace of the Colt 45s, as they look to break the Colt 45s win streak of 9 wins straight. They are 9-1 in their last 10 and 25-4 on the year. They'll be sending Thomas Sipes to the mound to do their bidding against these Colt 45s, as the Colt 45s again look to continue their win streak. A little bit of a different lineup tonight for the Colt 45s. They'll have Sutter Moss leading things off at shortstop, followed by Griffith Finn patrolling right field and batting second. And then McGuire Smith will be the DH in the 3 spot, followed by Kyle Norton, the cleanup man, at first base. Then it will be Noah Betanco. My apologies. Griffith Finn will be in center field tonight. Mason Cassingham will be in right field. So Moss at short, Finn in center, Smith to DH, Norton at first. Betanco will be at the hot corner, third base. Keanu Mizuta will be out and left. Alex Jones will be the backstop tonight for Eric Winchester, doing the catching duties. Joel Calderon will be at second. And then Mason Cassingham will be out there in right. little bit of a different lineup. Dusty Vela and Colby Rafael not in the lineup. I assume one of them will end up being a courtesy runner for the catcher, Alex Jones. As Eric Winchester is out in the bullpen, concluding his warm-up tosses. The Colt 45s donning their yellow sleeveless jerseys and black short sleeves underneath the Tehama Bulls in their road grays with the green lettering, and most of them with their green socks up high to their knees. We're going to do tonight's edition of the National Anthem, which will be performed tonight by Scott Lewis. That was Scott Lewis with tonight's rendition of our nation's anthem. Again, it's the Tehama Bulls facing off against your Reading Colt 45s. Eric Winchester facing off against Thomas Seitz, looking to continue the win streak and improve their record as they have a 25-4 record. Eric Winchester had that no-hitter against TKP Baseball way back on May 31st. Then it was a five-inning outing where he allowed 6 runs, 5 earned, and 6 hits, something uncharacteristic of Winchester. But then he quickly bounced back in the next 2 starts. 6 innings pitched, a 2-run ball, allowing 6 hits. And then his last outing against the Fresno Athletics, he went 7 no-runs and 2 hits. He'll look to continue tonight as the Colt 45s will be submitting a slightly different lineup to face off against the Tehama Bulls again with Dusty Vela and Colby Rafael not in the lineup. Vela and Rafael last night. For Vela, he reached on an error, walked twice, reached on another error, and hit into a double play, but came around to score one of those times. For Colby Rafael, he singled 3 times last night, so he's 3 for 5 with 2 flyouts as well. So, luckily just a day of rest on a hot evening of baseball here at Tiger Field. Again, it's the Colt 45s versus the Tehama Bulls. Eric Winchester, the tall righty, leading the Colt 45's team in the win category as well as ERA. He'll be facing against the Tehama Bulls. For the Tehama Bulls, it's going to be Palos at short, Miller at third, Stanton the catcher, McDonald the DH, followed by Baker at second, Reach at first, Boyes in right, Chessie in center, and Jaden Knight will be in left field in the 9 spot. The Colt 45s, to reiterate their lineup as well, Sutter Moss leading things off at short, Griffith Finn in center field, a place we have not seen him play a lot as he's started most games in right field. Then it will be McGuire Smith, the DH, followed by Kyle Norton at first, Kyle Norton last night closed out the game. He pitched the final inning and a third, striking out three and not allowing a hit or a run. He'll be at first base tonight in the cleanup spot. Then Noah Betanco at third base, followed by Alex Jones, the catcher. Joel Calderon at second, and Mason Castingham will be out in right field for the Colt 45s. Betanco is batting .419 on the year and 31 at-bats. He's got 13 hits, 3 doubles, 1 home run, and 8 RBIs. But Sutter Moss, the leadoff man and the shortstop for tonight, he's got 26 walks on the year, leading the Colt 45s in that category by a large margin. Griffith Fan is the second guy behind him with 18. So both Sutter Moss and Griffith Fan know how to get on base, and they'll be leading the field tonight for the Colt 45s. The manager meeting has begun out by home plate, ready to take the field. Bob Anderson and Don Schrader of the Tehama Bulls are having a talk over everything. Now, handshake as we look to get started here, and the Colt 45s will take the field where they're gathered in front of the third base dugout. On a little bit of a cooler night here, as I said before in the pregame, it's only about 106. It was 118 last night at first pitch before it dropped down to 115 about halfway through the game. So the players dealing with the heat, what seemed fairly easily for the amount of heat they're having to deal with. But for the defense behind Winchester, it's going to be left to right around the infield. Betanco at third, Moss at short, and then on the right side of the infield will be Joel Calderon at second and Kyle Norton at first. And then left to right field will be Mizuda in left, Finn in center, and Castingham in right. And the defensive shift for Joel Calderon, I have to imagine, has to do with the two throwing errors he had last night. And he had a little bit of a throwing error the night before. They're moving him on over to second base, where it's way more of a shorter throw. And you don't quite have to sling it across the diamond at second base. It's just a sidearm motion. You kind of flick it to your right, unless you're moving up the middle. So maybe they trust Calderon more at second, because he does have a sensational glove, but not quite the accurate arm at times. It's been a bit of a weak spot for him, but he's definitely grown in that on the year, committing less errors and things as we've gone along in this season. So they'll make an adjustment. Bob Anderson makes an adjustment there and shifts him on over to second base for tonight's game. The Colt 45s now gathered outside their dugout. Winchester leads the huddle, and they take the field to face off against the Tehama Bulls on this Saturday night edition of Colt 45's baseball. The players to look out for: Noah Betanco, who was in the lineup last night. He went 1-for-5, but also walked. He has cooled off since his first couple starts here during the summer season. But he'll be at third tonight and hoping to break through offensively and give Winchester some run support. Another player to look out for, again, without Vela and Rafael in the lineup, is Griffith Fenn, as well as McGuire Smith, who were batting in a tandem, but unlike last night, where Fenn was batting fourth, and Smith was batting third, it's going to be Fenn and then Smith in the 2 and 3 spots, respectively. Griffith Fenn has usually hit a bit better in that 2 spot. And I'll look to do that again here as Winch has begun his warm-up tosses, showing off that fastball as the Tehama Bulls anxiously await outside their dugout to face off against the tall righty. Wintrell kicks some dirt around and now finishes throws. He's got a fastball, curveball, slider. Multiple breaking pitches. I do not believe he has a changeup, but we'll see if he ends up throwing him one at all. Even if he doesn't, you just never know what could happen. He'll make his final warm-up toss to his catcher, Alex Jones, who will then make his throw down to Calderon covering second base before the game starts here. And we will bring you this live edition of Colt 45's Baseball. I'm Jacob Green. You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at KCNR1460.com. It's great to have you with us. As the right-hand hitting Deegan Palos will step into the box to face off against Eric Winchester. The defense behind him, Betancourt third, Moss at short, Calderon at second, Norton at first. In center field, Griffith Fenn in left, Mason Cassingham, and in right is, my apologies, Cassingham in left, Fenn in center, and Mazzuta in right. First pitch comes in at 7:21 for a called strike on the outer half at the knees of the right-hand hitting Deegan Palos. Takes another fastball off the plate outside. Count evens up at 1-1. Now Winch out of the windup. Comes set. Delivers the 1-1. Fastball swing and a miss. Blew a fastball right by him again. Now Winch gets a sign. Alex Jones. And delivers a fastball swing and a miss. Down on strikes is Palos. That's the way the ball game begins. Swinging strikeout from Mr. Eric Winchester, the flamethrower. Now it'll be Brighton Miller, the third baseman. Another right-hand hitter. Deep in the box, a slightly open stance, very compact. Winch delivers a fastball outer half at the knees, called strike one. Winch getting some cheers from the home crowd here. He winds up and delivers. Now delivers another fastball, called strike two. Quickly an 0-2 count on Brighton Miller. Now Winch delivers the 0-2. Fastball just misses high. Make it 1-2. Stepping out of the box is Brighton Miller. Now Winch winds and deals a 1-2. Swing and a miss. Back-to-back strikeouts now from Winchester. That will be the catcher, Mr. Stanton, right-hand hitter. It's E.J. Stanton, right-hand hitter. Slightly open stance, even in the box. Winch gets a sign from Alex Jones. Now winds and deals. Ball's in the dirt, kicks right through the legs of Jones for ball one. Now Winch will get a new baseball. Infield playing back. The corners of Kyle Norton and Noah Betanco playing 4 or 5 steps in front of the outfield grass. This one's hit in the air toward left center field. Giving chase is Cassingham. It's off the wall, played back by Finn, and cruising into second with a stand-up double is E.J. Stanton. He reached for one on the outer half and was able to pull it a bit. Hit it right toward the left center gap to the right of the scoreboard out there. Just to the left of the 406 sign, so about 375 out there as it short hopped the wall. That's the first hit for the Tehama Bulls, as Jared McDonald, the cleanup hitter, steps to the plate. Pitch from Winchester is a fastball inside for ball one. 1-0. on Jared McDonald. Wide open stance, even in the box, Jones sets up inside. Winch out of the stretch from the first base side of the rubber, checks the runner back at second. Now delivers a fastball on the outer half. Make the count, one ball and one strike. There's two gone here, runner on second in this top of the first inning. Now Winch comes set, delivers the 1-1 pitch with the runner going. It's fouled off the plate, right back to Winchester, who gloves and underhand toss to first in time for the 1-3 putout to end the inning. The Tehama Bulls leave one, score none, and we're still in a scoreless ball game. Headed to the home half of the first. You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding. Tonight's game is sponsored by Charlie's Tap House at 1901 Highway 273 in Anderson. Charlie's Tap House offers a variety of menu items, including breadsticks, buffalo wings, pesto sticks, towering onion rings, soups, salads, pasta, pizza, and more. Charlie's Tap House, dine-in, pick-up, delivery at 1901 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlie's Tap House. Charlie's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlie's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlie's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlie's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Hello, fans, and welcome to Tiger Field in Redding, California. It's the bottom of the first. The left-hand hitting Sutter Moss will lead things off against the left-hand thrower Thomas Sipes of the Tehama Bulls. A little bit of a different look here tonight, with Sutter Moss leading things off, contrast to the typical Colby Rafael or Dusty Vela. However, he will look to get things started for Sutter Moss. He is batting .328 on the year. He's also leading the team in walks with 26. So he steps in, wide open stance on that left side, facing off against the left-hand thrower, Sipes, who delivers a breaking ball low and away for ball one to the Colt 45's shortstop. Sipes with a slow motion toward the plate, third base side of the rubber, delivers another breaking ball off the plate outside for ball two. A 2-0 count quickly on Moss. Now the corner at third creeps in. Another delivery from Sipes is grounded right to the second baseman, who fields and throws on over to first for the 4-3 putout. That was second baseman Baker to first baseman Richa for out number one. So Sutter Moss grounds into a 4-3 putout, second baseman to the first baseman. Now it will be Griffith Finn coming to the plate. Another left-on-left matchup, which gives a disadvantage to the batter. But Colt 45's facing a lefty. Have to make do, as they do have a lot of left-handed hitters in the lineup, as the first pitch to Finn is on the inside for ball one. Tonight's center fielder, not playing right field per the usual, Sipes delivers another breaking ball up high for ball two. Finn, last night, went 1-for-5. He had a single, but struck out twice. The 2-0 delivery from Sipes. Another breaking ball. Misses wide for ball three. 3-0 count on Finn. Sipes winds and deals. Breaking ball misses low and away. A 4-pitch walk issued. So Finn is awarded a free pass to bring up the third hitter in the order, McGuire Smith. He'll stroll to the plate. McGuire Smith last night had two walks and a stolen base, but also struck out twice and grounded out. He'll come to the plate, wave the bat back and forth a couple times. Infield, not shifting over at double play depth, even with Griffith Finn dancing off the bag at first with a huge secondary lead. McGuire Smith, first pitch swinging, pops this one up back into the crowd and right over my head. As McGuire Smith will step back in after Sipes gets to do baseball, he, out of the stretch, delivers a breaking ball that the catcher has to come out of the scratch to receive. It goes right off the tip of his glove back to the screen, and Griffith Finn will trot into second base due to the pass ball. So a little bit weird there. The catcher coming out of his crouch in plenty of time in front of the ball to receive it, and then it just went off the tip of his glove. Now a 1-1 count with Finn at second base being held on by the shortstop. Another breaking ball from Sipes is just foul tipped into the glove of the catcher to make the count 1-2. Smith just got a piece of that and it went right back into the catcher's glove. 1-2 with one out. Winds and delivers a breaking ball. Grounded up the middle. Shortstop ranges over, throws on the run to first base to get McGuire Smith in time. A great play by the shortstop, ranging back to his left, past the bag at second base, went toward the right field side. He was actually on the right field side when he had to spin 180 degrees before making a sidearm throw to first in time for the out. But on the play, McGuire Smith shifted Griffith Finn on over to third, so still a productive out with the cleanup man, Kyle Norton, as he watches a breaking ball drop in right at the knees for strike one. So another left-hand hitter. Again, Kyle Norton last night came on in relief, pitched an inning in two-thirds to close out the game. Sipes comes set. Now there's a breaking ball on the inside corner called strike two. Something I haven't seen a lot from a pitcher during the season is this many breaking balls. Now another breaking ball is fouled up on the infield. Playable for the shortstop, drifting out in shallow left center field, and he will squeeze it for out number three. So Norton pops out to the shortstop, and that is the way the inning ends. Griffith Finn stranded over the third. The Colt 45s do not score one. They strand one. We're scoreless after one, headed to the top of the second. Tonight's game is sponsored by Charlie's Tap House at 1901 Highway 273 in Anderson. Dine-in, pickup, or delivery. Again, 1901 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlie's Tap House. Charlie's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlie's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlie's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlie's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. Eric Winchester will be facing off against the Tehama Bulls second baseman, a right-hand hitter, another right-on-right matchup. Right-hand hitter, Massey Baker. Compact stance deep in the box. Winch still has a fastball, misses low and inside for ball one. We're scoreless in the top half of the second. Winchester on his second inning of work after getting the start tonight from Bob Anderson. The 1-0 delivery is a fastball, just a bit low and outside. Didn't quite catch the knee. Might have caught the corner. Now a 2-0 count on Ashley Baker. Now Winch delivers a fastball outer half right at the knees. A great spot. A great frame job by Alex Jones, the catcher. Two balls, one strike. Winchester winds and deals a fastball outside corner at the belt. Strike two. Winchester was down 2-0 in the count. Quickly comes back to even up the count at two balls and two strikes. Now Winchester delivers a fastball. Swing! And a miss. Ding, ding, ding. That's the tardy bell. And Baker is down on strikes, so swinging. That's the third strikeout for Winchester tonight. All three have been swinging. He's got 53 strikeouts on the season. Now it'll be JoJo Rocha. Right-hand hitter. The first baseman takes a fastball up and away. One ball and no strikes with one out in the top of the second in the scoreless ball game. Winchester winds and deals a fastball, misses high and away, ball two. Two balls and no strikes again. Winchester gets a sign. First base out of the rubber, kicks and deals a fastball in at the knees. Makes the count, two balls and one strike. Now Winchester gets a sign. Jones sets up in. 2-1 pitch. Misses low. Kicks some dirt up. Goes off Jones's mitt. Dribbles up the first baseline. Winchester will get a new baseball and go for a little walk before he climbs back up the hill. Now peers in at Jones's catcher. Gives him the sign. 3-1 delivery. Fastball just a bit high. And Rocha is aboard. He draws a walk. And he'll take his base. Being held on by Kyle Norton, the first baseman. Will now be the right fielder. Aiden Boyes, I believe. Right-hand hitter, open stance, deep in the box. Winchester out of the stretch, runner not going, as a fastball misses high. The last time Winchester pitched was on June 26th, where he went 7, and I do not believe he has pitched with this type of heat yet, as he delivers a fastball, it's foul-tipped right back to the screen. So we'll see how he handles the heat while he throws heat. Winchester with that high octane. Here's in at Jones's catcher, runner at first. That's Baker. My apologies, Rocha. Now Winchester delivers a fastball up, ball two. He can't seem to get his fastball down. As Winchester will call his first time out and go for a little walk on the back side of the hill. The sun has started to peek through these clouds a bit. The 2-1 delivery out of the stretch from Winchester. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Blows a fastball right by him. Got him to chase that one up in the zone. Rocha taking his lead at first, being held on by Norton. Winchester comes set. And the tall right-hander delivers the 2-2 pitch. Fastball in the dirt. Jones can't corral. That's going to go back to the screen. And now the Cool 45s have no double play in order. And the count moves full at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Winchester needing a strikeout or a ground ball to the left side of the infield here to keep the runner at second and get the second out of this inning. He comes set. First base side of the rubber. Checks runner back at second. Now delivers the payoff pitch. Fastball misses up and in. And back-to-back walks issued by Winchester will bring up the center fielder, Jesse, as the pitching coach will go out to the mound, have a little meeting after the free pass being issued. Back-to-back walks from Winchester, not something we have seen at all this season from Winchester. offense. Command is not usually a thing he struggles with. He's only got 9 walks on the year coming into this game. Now he's got 11. He gets a little talk from his pitching coach and catcher. They now return to their respective spots. As the center fielder, Chessy comes to the plate, right-hand hitter, looking to score the first run of the ball game. Winchester delivers a fastball on the outer half, called strike two. My apologies, that is Nick Cherry, the center fielder. Right-hand hitter, knees very bent. Now shows bunt, pulls it back as the pitch is delivered outside. Jones wanted to throw to one of the bases, but the fielders, Norton at first and Moss at short, covering second, were not there, but the runners made it back. A 1-1 count now on Cherry. Now Winchester delivers a fastball showing bunt, pulls it back, but it's called strike two. 1-2. With one out, the Colt 45s have the double play in order. Now Winchester comes set. The 1-2 delivery. Fastball swing and a miss. And Cherry is down on strikes for out number two. There's still runners at first and second, but now the 9-hitter, Jaden Knight, will step up to the plate. Another right-hand hitter. Winchester has 4 Ks on the evening. He's only given up 1 hit, but he has walked 2, and both of those walks are at first and second base. Shadow starting to cover most of the infield now as Winchester delivers out of the stretch. A fastball in at the knees, called strike one to the right-hand hitting Jaden Knight. With 2 gone here and the top half of the second inning, we're still scoreless. Now Winchester checks Baker back at second. Now delivers fastball swing and a miss for strike two. Roca at second. My apologies. Roca at second. And Boyas at first. Both walked. Now Winchester comes set. Winds in. Delivers. Fastball just misses up and away to move the count to 1-2. Winchester doing his best to pound the strike zone with the fastball, but can't quite seem to put away Knight yet. Now Winchester, fastball swing and a miss, high octane, blows it by him, and Winchester strikes out the side. He's got 5 Ks on the night. All 5 have been swinging. We're to the home half of the second. Tonight's game is sponsored by Charlie's Tap House at 1901 Highway 273 in Anderson. Charlie's Tap House offers a variety of menu items, including homemade breadsticks, buffalo wings, pesto sticks, towering onion rings, soup, salads, pasta, pizza, and more. Charlie's Tap House, dine-in, pick-up, or delivery at 1901 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlie's Tap House. Charlie's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlie's Tap House. The famous meal deal is backed by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium 2-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with 2 mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlie's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlie's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Yeah. This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tigerfield in Redding, California. Betanco leading things off here in the home half of the second. Takes a pitch on the outside for ball one. As now a new pitcher comes on in the leaf. It's Colby Button. He delivers a strike that Betanco swings, and this is on. Fastball blew right by him. A 1-1 count now on the right-hand hitting Betanco playing third tonight as the relief pitcher delivers another fastball on the outer half called strike two. It's Colby Button. Right-hand pitcher, contrary to the lefty Thomas Sipes, who started the game. He went one inning, no hits, no runs, but did walk one. Now the 1-2 pitch in the dirt picked by the catcher. Betanco lays off of it to even the count up with two balls and two strikes. Now, Button readies. Lines and deals the 2-2 pitch to Betanco. Swing and a miss. Betanco's down on strikes for the first out. That was the first right-handed hitter. The Colt 45 sent to the plate. Now it'll be the left-hand hitting Keanu Mizuta, who is playing right field tonight. Left-hand hitter deep in the box, even stance. Button delivers a fastball. It's grounded right to the shortstop, who fields, spins, and throws to first. Not quite in time. The first baseman was off the bag anyways. So Mizuta with the grounder will beat it out for the infield single. Colby Rafael tonight is the bat boy. As he retrieves Mizuta's bat. Now it's going to be Alex Jones, the catcher. The shortstop, Deegan Paulos, was moving to his left. Mizuta dekes a run as Jones fouls that one over the first base dugout for strike one. Was moving back behind the bag at second to field it, and then spun around before setting his feet and throwing to first, and it went toward the right field side of first base, up the line. Now Button peering in, bending down. Quick pickoff attempt at first is not in time. Mizuta diving back. But did a 360 spin for some reason as he was a little bit off balance there. And then threw to first, but it was not in time. Jones, a wide stance, slightly open. Button delivers. This one's fouled back again to the first base side for strike two. Jones in a 0-2 hole with one out. The Tehama Bulls have their second baseman playing at normal depth. Their shortstop and third baseman playing a little bit to pull as the 0-2 delivery from Button is a curveball, misses high. One ball and two strikes on this hot night from Tagger Field. Now Button comes set the 1-2 pitch. Fastball, swing and a miss. Jones is down on strikes. Two swinging strikeouts from these Colt 45s. Button has two Ks. And now it'll be Joel Calderon, a right-hand hitter. Slightly open stance. He's playing second base tonight after playing third the previous two nights. Button comes set. Mizuta, Deeks are running to second but doesn't go. Makes it back to first in time. Calderon checks wing but called strike. Indifference there. So now Button comes set again. First base side of the rubber. The 0-1 delivery to Calderon is a fastball in on the hands, and Calderon fights it off, pops it up over the crowd on the first base side to make the count, no balls and two strikes. Calderon there at a fight off that inside pitch. He'll call time and step out now, readjust his batting gloves. Mizuda at first, he singled, which was the first hit for the Colt 45s tonight. Both teams only with one hit. Mizuda running, Calderon swings and misses, drop strike three, and the tag will be put on by the catcher E.J. Stanton, and Calderon goes down swinging for out number three. We're headed to the top of the third. Tonight's game is sponsored by Charlieu's Tap House at 1901 Highway 273 in Anderson. Charlieu's Tap House offers a variety of menu items, including breadsticks, buffalo wings, pesto sticks, towering onion rings, soup, salads, pasta, pizza, and more. Charlieu's Tap House, dine in, pick up for delivery at 1901 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlieu's Tap House. Charlieu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlieu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlieu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlieu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. Winchester in his third inning of work after getting the ball tonight from Bob Anderson. He'll face off against the top of the order. It'll be his second time through. It's the leadoff man, Deegan Palos, the shortstop. He struck out swinging his first time up. He'll step into the box, a right-hand hitter. Slightly open stance deep in the box. The first pitch from Winchester is a fastball in at the knees on the outer half. Called strike one. Winchester throwing strikes consistently, something he's done all season long. Now there's a fastball. That one's hit in the air towards the center fielder, Fenn. Playable. He'll get under it, moving a little bit towards right center, and squeeze it for out number one. A fly out to the eighth position center fielder. As Griffith Fenn patrolling center field tonight, rather than his normal right, puts that one away for out number one. In this scoreless ball game, top of the third, Winchester delivers a first pitch breaking ball. It's fouled back to the screen for strike one to Brighton Miller, the third baseman. He'll now step out of the box and regather himself as Winchester gets a new baseball. Now step back into the box, do a little landscaping, kick some dirt around. Digs in as Winchester delivers the 0-1 pitch. This one's hit in the air towards right. Shading his eyes is Mizuda, but playable, and he'll get under it for out number two. Two flyouts and two gone. Again, still scoreless in this top of the third as Jared McDonald, the designated hitter, comes to the plate. He grounded out Winchester's first time up. It was a chopper off the plate that Winchester handled himself as Winchester delivers a fastball low and in for ball one. Almost drew a swing from McDonald. My apologies, E.J. Stanton. McDonald is on deck as Stanton takes a call at strike one. Now Winchester, glove at the belt. Peering in, first base out of the rubber, winds and deals the 1-1 pitch. There's a fastball on the outer half, called strike two. One ball and two strikes. To the right-hand hitting catcher, E.J. Stanton. Wide stance, slightly open. Winchester The 1-2 delivery with two outs. Fastball swing and a miss. Blows that fastball right by him. High octane gets him swinging. His sixth strikeout on the night. And that's the way the inning ends. The Tehama Bulls go 1-2-3. Red at 2, the home half of the third. Tonight's game is sponsored by Charlie's Tap House. They offer a variety of menu items, including breadsticks, buffalo wings, pesto sticks, towering onion rings, soup, salads, pasta, pizza, and more. Charlie's Tap House, dine-in, pickup, or delivery at 1901 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlie's Tap House. Charlie's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlie's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlie's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlie's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. It's the bottom of the third. Leading things off will be the nine-hitter, Mason Cassingham. He will be facing off against Colby Button in his second inning of relief. The right-hander, fastball, breaking ball, arsenal. They'll conclude his warm-up tosses as his catcher E.J. Stanton makes his warm-up throw down to second base as Cassingham will lead off this bottom of the third. Cassingham, switch hitter batting left. He'll step into the box. Even stance as he watches a fastball over the plate at the belt, called strike one. On a warm night for baseball from Tiger Field. And Button delivers another fastball right on the outer half at the knees, called strike two. No balls and two strikes. Button winds and deals to the left-hand hitting Cassingham. Fastball backs him off the plate. One ball and two strikes. Cassingham will step out of the box and take a practice swing. Now digs back in. Even stance. He readies. Button winds and deals. The 1-2. It's foul tip into the catcher's glove, but out of the catcher's glove. And Cassingham remains alive. Had the catcher Stanton held onto it, would have been strike three. But Cassingham stays alive. Now for the 1-2 count again. Button kicks and deals. Breaking ball misses high and away. Two balls and two strikes. With nobody out in the bottom of the third. Now Button peering over his glove and hand extended in front of him. Kicks and deals. This one's fouled back to the screen. Cassingham staying alive. Now, Button shakes off his catcher, Stanton. Now gets assigned the 2-2 delivery. It's a breaking ball at the knees. Called strike three. Cassingham is rung up on strikes. And Button on in relief. He's gone an inning and a third now. Has four strikeouts on these Colt 45s. But just caught a little bit off balance after they started the game facing a lefty who went one inning and now having to deal with a right-hand pitcher as the top of the order. Sutter Moss comes to the plate and watches a fastball miss way upstairs for ball one. So, definitely odd as the Tehama Bulls using a bit of an opener tonight. Button winds and deals a fastball up high again for ball two. Moss at his first at bat grounded out. But usually you face a starting pitcher and you see him two or three times through the order. Button now delivers a strike right down Broadway to make the count two balls and one strike. But for the Colt 45s, they have a bit of a disadvantage here as they started off with a lefty. With their mostly left-hand hitting lineup, they have the disadvantage anyways. Breaking ball, check swing from Moss. They say he went around. Two balls and two strikes. But now they're having to deal with facing a righty as cloud cover has shaded the whole field and the lights have come on at Tiger Field. The 2-2 delivery is grounded right toward the shortstop who gloves on a weird hop, throws to first a bit high, and the first baseman having to jump for it comes off the bag and safe at first is Sutter Moss. He has himself an infield single. He looks like he beat it out anyway, but the first baseman, JoJo Rocha, had to elevate to get the throw from his shortstop, Deegan Palos. It's now going to be Griffith Finn and his second up. Folks, you're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM. So runner on first, who's now running. That's Moss, and a foul off by Finn will send Moss back to first. Or online at KCNR1460.com, I'm Jacob Green, bringing to you some live Colt 45s baseball from Tiger Field in Redding, California. They're taking on the Tehama Bulls. We're in the bottom of the third, an 0-1 count on the left-hand hitting Griffith Finn. It's great to have you with us. Moss taking his lead at first. Ground ball to second. Who bobbles it. Now off to throw to first. Was going to have the option for a double play, but after kicked off his glove and dropped it, he had to throw to first to get the easy out. And a 4-3 put out will send Moss to second base and bring up McGuire Smith. Now with two gone. It was a hard hit ball from Griffith Fenn, but right at the second baseman who handled that hot pocket, headed right for him. And then bobbled it a bit before tossing it over to first. The infield playing back as Button delivers a fastball on the inside corner, called strike one. It's a hot shot two-hopper right to the second baseman, Baker. As McGuire Smith takes a huge rip at one, fouls it into the catcher's mitt for strike two. A great play nonetheless by the second baseman who handled it cleanly and made the smart decision to go to first for the easy out. Runner in scoring position for the Colt 45s as Button comes set, delivers the 0-2 pitch. Fastball misses wide. One ball and two strikes to the left-hand hitting McGuire Smith. In this scoreless ball game, the Colt 45s looking to get the first run on the board. The pitch from Button. It's a breaking ball. It kicks all the way back to the screen. Off the screen, the catcher quickly plays the carom, but is unable to make a throw. He dove on top of the ball trying to corral it. But Griffith Finn, Sutter Moss rather, reading the play excellently, was able to reach third on the pass ball. Now, two balls and two strikes to Smith. The first run of the ballgame, 90 feet away. And Button delivers strike three on the inside corner at the knees. And displeasure voiced from the fans here at Tiger Field as that looks a bit low to them. And that's the way the inning ends. So the Colt 45s score none. They strand one on the one hit they have in the inning. Eric Winchester will be back out on the mound when we come back with the top of the fourth inning. You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding. Tonight's game is sponsored by Charlu's Tap House at 1901 Highway 273 in Anderson. Dine-in, pickup, or delivery. Again, 1901 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House, The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlie's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlie's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. We're scoreless after three. It's the top of the fourth inning. It's going to be the designated hitter, Jared McDonald, stepping to the plate. After E.J. Stanton struck out in his second at-bat, McDonald in his first at-bat grounded out. Winchester delivers a fastball, called strike one at the knees. The Tehama Bulls only have one hit, and that was E.J. Stanton in his first at-bat in the top of the first. Now, ball delivered outside, makes the count 1-1. Wide open stance from the right-hand hitting Jared McDonald, the DH. Winchester delivers a fastball just off the plate outside to make the count 2-1. Now Winchester glove the belt, winds and deals the 2-1 delivery. Fastball in on the hands for ball three. McDonald turning away from it. Winchester with the socks up high. Peering in at Jones's catcher. Now winds and delivers the 3-1. Fastball inside. And McDonald works a leadoff walk. Lots of displeasure voiced from the fans here as the first baseman Norton trots in to his pitcher, Eric Winchester, who now has 12 walks issued on the year. He came into the game with only giving up 9. His catcher Alex Joynes also walks in. Betanku giving a few motions, saying, hey, let's twist a double play here and get Winch out of the gym. Now to be Massey Baker to the plate, the second baseman. Compact stance, right-hand hitter. Winchester out of the stretch, first base out of the rubber. Deals a fastball up for ball one. Winchester trying to get the ball down in the zone, get a ground ball. Winchester gets a sign, Cubs set the 1-0 delivery. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Pick on down to first by Jones is not in time. Norton doing a great job of moving to the second base side to corral that as it was running away from him. He was able to glove it and keep it in the infield. 1-1, nobody out, runner at first. Colt 45 is playing at double play depth with the shortstop Moss at the second baseman Calderon pinching up the middle. Winchester, the 1-1 delivery. Fastball swing and a miss for strike two. Blew the fastball right by him. Infield at normal depth, apart from those middle infielders. Now the 1-2 delivery from Winchester. Fastball just a bit low to even the count at 2-2. There's a double play in order for the Colt 45s as Winchester looking to get in out here. Get that base runner off the bases. The 2-2 pitch. Fastball at the knees, called strike three. Mr. Baker, you're looking to buy anything. He says, no thanks, I'm just looking. He's down on strikes, four out number one, and Winchester has himself his seventh strikeout of the evening. That's out number one of the inning. Now it'll be the first baseman, JoJo Rocha. As Winchester delivers a fastball, blows it right by him, swing and a miss to Rocha, the first baseman. A right-hand hitter, still at first base, is McDonald, dancing off the bag, being held on by Norton. The Colt 45s still have their middle infield playing at double play depth as Winchester delivers a fastball on the other half. called strike two. No balls and two strikes. Winchester. Glove tucked by the belt of his front hip, ball behind him, off his back leg, now comes set, brings the glove up to toward the shoulders. The 0-2 delivery, fastball is popped up toward right field, foul territory, Mizzou giving chase, and toward the bullpen, will not get to it as it lands way beyond his reach. A great play there from Mizzou, but not quite able to corral it. As we will do it again, no balls, two strikes. To the right-hand hitting, JoJo Rocha. Now Winchester with the new baseball comes set. Out of the stretch with the runner at first, that's McDonald. And delivers, casting him, shaded toward right center. Winchester, fastball, blows it by him, swing, and a miss. High octane, gets him again. That's Winchester's eighth strikeout on the evening. And out number two. Eric Winchester says, how do you like playing in this heat? And then threw in some heat, and Rocha was not able to catch up to it. Now it'll be the right-hand hitting Boyas, open stance, deep in the box as Winchester delivers a fastball on the outer half at the knees for strike one. No balls and one strike. The outfield still playing toward right field. They're not playing Boyas to pool. As Winchester delivers the ball low, way in the dirt, blocked by Jones. A fantastic play there from Alex Jones, smothering that pitch. 1-1 count, two outs, runner on first. That is McDonald. Boyas at the plate, right-hand hitter. Now Winchester comes set, the 1-1 pitch. Fastball, check swing. Appeal to third is... I say he went around. Makes count, one ball and two strikes. With two outs, Winchester looking to escape the jam after he issued the walk. Now comes set, the 1-2 delivery. Fastball's fouled back to the screen, and Boyas stays alive. As Winchester gets a new baseball, climbs back up the front face of the hill. In the outfield, playing a little bit in, the center fielder, Fenn, shaded toward right center, about 10, 15 feet to the left of the 370 mark, playing in a little bit. Now Winchester delivers the 1-2 pitch. Fastball just misses low and away for ball two. Two balls, two strikes, and two outs. Winchester looking to get out of the inning. Now comes set. The 2-2 delivery to the right-hand hitter is a fastball on the outside. Corner, ring him up, strike three call, that is strikeout number nine. Winchester strikes out the side for the second time tonight. The Tehama Bulls threaten, but they do not score. We're scoreless after 3.5 headed to the bottom of the fourth. Tonight's game is sponsored by Charlew's Tap House at 1901 Highway 273 in Anderson. Charlew's Tap House offers a variety of menu items including breadsticks, buffalo wings, Texas sticks, towering onion rings, soup, salads, pasta, pizza, and more. Charlew's Tap House, dine and pick up or delivery at 1901 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlew's Tap House. Charlew's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlew's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlew's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlew's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Hello, Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. It's dropped down to a temperature of 101. It's the bottom of the fourth in this scoreless ball game. The new pitcher for the Tehama Bulls is going to be Braxton Suorano, left-hand pitcher. From the third base side of the rubber, facing off against the cleanup man, Kyle Norton, who popped out to the shortstop his first time up, as Suorano delivers the ball in the dirt, marked by the catcher for ball one. For Colby Button, he went two innings of relief, allowed one hit, and struck out five, so the Colt 45s happened to see him gone, as they could not make solid contact with him, as now the 1-0 delivery from Suorano is a breaking ball that hits Kyle Norton right in the shoulder. He'll take first base. And the leadoff man is aboard. For the right-hand hitting Noah Betanco, who is playing third base tonight, he'll come to the plate. Right-hand hitter deep in the box, a open stance. From Chula Vista, California, he'll be playing at CSU San Bernardino. Does a signature check swing motion towards the pitcher as the runner is going. Norton with a huge jump throw down to second, not in time. In standing up, even with the throw going down, is Kyle Norton. He's got himself a stolen base. And now there's no double play in order, and the first run of the ball game is in scoring position. Betanco took that pitch for a strike. The throw from the catcher Stanton was almost in time, but Norton, again, in standing up, the 0-1 delivery, breaking ball misses high and away. One ball and one strike. Serrano will go for a little walk around the hill. Now climbs back up the hill. Peers in at his catcher. Gets a sign, comes set. Checks Norton back at second. Now winds and deals. This one's grounded off the pitcher. Cam Short, the third baseman, who gloves and will not have a play. So it was a line drive right back to the pitcher. Went off his foot, the inside of his cleat, as he was trying to dodge it, went off the inside of his cleat, popped up right toward the third baseman playing at his regular position. He got under it, gloved it, went to throw to first, but decided to just hold on to it as Betanco was probably going to beat it out. So Betanco is safe at first, and stay at second was Norton. It'll be an infield single for Betanco. It was an absolute rocket, and now they're going to have the lefty Serrano throw a few pitches just to make sure he's still able to pitch fine, as the head coach, Don Schrader, will observe. And he says he's good to go, so Brent Serrano will stay in the game after taking the line drive. It might have short-hopped his foot right off the mound, but it looked like it was a line shot right off the inside of his foot on the cleat. Now it'll be the right fielder, Keanu Mizuda, switch hitter, batting right. He batted right in his first at-bat when he singled. Norton and Betanco not running as Mizuda takes a breaking pitch right down Main Street for called strike one. Infield shifted Mizuda a little bit to pull. The first baseman playing in on the grass in front of the runner, Betanco. The lefty Serrano comes set now, delivers the 0-1 pitch. It's a fastball hit in the air toward right center field. The center fielder will give chase and playable. He'll call off the right fielder and squeeze it for the out quickly, tossing it back in toward the cutoff man. And that's out number one. So Mizuda flies out for out number one. Colt 45's still threatening. The center fielder, Cherry, having to come all the way in from where he was playing, shifted a few steps toward left center field. It will now be Alex Jones out of MJC, Modesto Junior College. Right-hand hitter, open stance. As Serrano comes set, delivers a curveball. Just off the plate outside for ball one. Sorwano. Third base out of the rubber. Runners on first and second. It's Betanco at first and Norton at second. It's the 1-0 delivery to the right ending. Jones, both runners going. The throw to third from the catcher is not in time. And it's a double steal executed absolutely perfect by the Colt 45s. So the trailing runner, Betanco, also called safe as Jones was taken away after the signs were relayed. But he took that pitch for a strike. A 1-1 count on Jones. The infield for the Bulls will now move in on the grass, looking to gun down the runner at third, Norton, should a ground ball be hit to the infield. Curveball from Sorano misses inside. Turning away from it was Jones. That's ball two. Two balls and one strike. Again, the Tehama Bulls move the infield in on the rim of the infield grass. So anything hit to the infield, they'll be throwing home or looking back to the runner, Kyle Norton at third. Now the 2-1 delivery to the right-hand hitting Jones is a fastball right at the knees called strike two. Two balls and two strikes on the Colt 45's backstop. He'll step out of the box, regather himself, now steps back in, an open stance, a wide stance. Now Sorano comes set. Betanco way off the bag at second base, not being held on. The 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball hit in the air towards center. Playable. He'll come in shallow left center field. Tagging on the play is Norton, and he'll get there in plenty of time. It goes right past the catcher. Betanco wasn't tagging on the play. He takes third. The pitcher goes behind home plate to recover back the screen, and Betanco will stay at third. So the Colt 45s, after the double steal, are able to claim the lead and score the first run of this ball game. Betanco advancing to third after the ball went past the catcher Stanton. It was on one hop from the center fielder Cherry. Now it's going to be Joel Calderon up to the plate after Jones hits the sacrifice fly to make this ball game 1-0. An 0-1 count now on Calderon as he took that pitch for a called strike one on the outer half at the knees. No balls, one strike, two outs. It's the bottom of the fourth. The 0-1 delivery from the lefty Serrano is a breaking ball, misses wide to even up the count at one ball and one strike. Now Serrano peering in, comes set with the green socks up high. Delivers the 1-1 pitch. It's fouled back to the screen for strike two. One ball, two strikes. Two gone here, and it's bottom of the fourth. The Colt 45s have given their starting pitcher, Eric Winchester, the lead. Looking to get more here with Betanco dancing off the bag at third, 90 feet away. The 1-2 delivery from Sorano. Fastball hit out of play out toward the Tehama Bulls bullpen. And that will keep the balls in strike count at one ball and two strikes. On deck is the nine-hitter, Cassingham. Calderon struck out swinging his first time up, looking to put the ball in play here. The 1-2 delivery with two outs. Catcher sets up inside. Sorano delivers. Breaking ball in the dirt, blocked by the catcher, Stanton. And the count moves to two balls and two strikes. Sorano will climb back up the front face of the hills. He came off the slope of the mound in case he needed to cover home plate for his catcher. Catcher sets up away the 2-2 delivery. Fastball misses up and away for ball three. Three balls and two strikes with two gone. Betanco still at third base after the infield single. He'll be running with a full count and two outs. The payoff delivery from Sorano is a breaking ball, misses wide. Betanco will stay at third after no contact being made for Calderon, so he won't be running. Calderon will take his free pass. That will bring up the nine-hitter, Mason Cassingham. Switch hitter batting right. There's runners at the corners with two outs. Cassingham will take a couple swings before stepping into the box from that right side. an even stance. Running on the play is Calder, and Betanco caught in between the bases at third and home. They're trying to execute a double steal. Betanco caught off balance. He was caught in between the bases. Throw went to the third baseman, and then back toward home as Betanco slides in head first and called out on the play. Will end things for the Colt 45s. So the Colt 45s in the inning with the lead. We're headed to the top of the fifth. They strand one after Betanco was caught in a pickle. We're headed to the top of the fifth. Tonight's game is sponsored by Charlie's Tap House at 1901 Highway 273 in Anderson. Charlie's Tap House. Dine in, pick up, or delivery at 1901 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlie's Tap House. Charlie's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlie's Tap House. The famous meal deal is backed by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlie's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlie's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
Fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. It's going to be Nick Cherry leading things off. Center fielder, the huge miss at one. On 0-1 count as Winchester winds and delivers the 0-1 pitch as a fastball in on the hands upstairs. Make the count 1-1. Nobody gone here in this top of the fifth inning. Winchester now pitching with the lead. The 1-1 delivery is popped up back toward the screen. It will go over the screen into the crowd. Over the crowd, rather, to make the count 1-2. That pitch was skied way up over the screen, and giving chase was Jones, but ran out of room. Now a 1-2 count on the right-hand hitting, Nick Cherry. Winchester winds and deals. A fastball freezes Cherry. He knew it. He was already walking back to the dugout. He is down looking for out number one. That is the 10th strikeout from Eric Winchester through 4 1/3. It's now going to be the 9-hitter, Jaden Knight, to the plate. He struck out, swinging his first time up. He watches a fastball on the outer half at the knees, a called strike one. Eric Winchester out of Simpson University now winds and delivers the 0-1. Fastball misses way outside. Eric Winchester, the ace for the Colt 45s this year. He's 4-0. And he's got a 2.18 ERA. The 1-1 delivery. Fastball on the outside corner again at the knees, called strike two. A 1-2 count on the Tehama Bulls left fielder, Jaden Knight. Now Winchester, glove up his belt, winds and deals the 1-2 pitch. Misses upstairs. He keeps elevating that heater, but not quite keeping it in the zone. Now count evens at 2-2. Winchester winds and deals the 2-2. It's in the dirt, blocked by Jones. Kicks back toward the on-deck circle. Luckily, nobody's on base, so it is indifferent. As the bat boy for the evening, Colby Raphael, handles the baseball retrieval duties. As Winchester peering in at Jones, the catcher, delivers the payoff pitch with one out. Fastball at the knees, called strike three. Jaden Knight was jogging toward first base before the umpire rung him up on strikes. That's out number two. Back-to-back looking strikeouts will bring up the top of the order, Deegan Paulos. The last five batters retired by Winchester have all been via the strikeout. So he delivers a fastball at the knees, called strike one to the leadoff man for the team of Bulls, Deegan Paulos, the shortstop. Infield playing back, the 0-1 delivery is a breaking ball, misses high. Way upstairs, evens the count, one ball and one strike. With two gone here, it's a 1-0 ball game in the top of the fifth. Winchester winds and deals. Misses in the dirt for ball two. Jones picked it right off the dirt. Now Winchester will do a little landscaping out there on the hill. Peers in at Jones's catcher. Jones gives him the sign, sets up low and away. The 2-1 delivery. Fastball misses wide. Makes the count three balls and one strike. Now Winchester climbs up the backside of the hill. Glove at the belt. Kicks and deals the 3-1. Fastball on the outside corner at the belt. Make the count full yet again. Paulos started his motion toward first base before the home plate umpire called it a strike. Now the payoff delivery with two outs from Winchester. The fastball foul back to the screen. Paulos staying alive. So the count remains full. And Winchester will go for a little walk. Now gets ready from the first base side of the rubber. Kicks and deals the payoff pitch again is fouled back out of play beyond the first base dugout toward the bullpen as it remains full. Paulos here doing everything he can to stay alive. Now Winchester delivers the payoff pitch. Fastball is grounded right toward the third baseman Betanku. Charges field and gloves to first. Not in time. Safe at first as Paulos able to beat it out. A bang bang play. Betanko caught in between. Wasn't sure if he should charge it or wait back on it. It was a sharp two-hopper right to him. He initially broke back, trying to glove it up by his shoulder, but then ended up charging it before setting his feet and firing a rocket across the diamond, but was not quite in time after the stretch from Norton. Was not quite able to He was not quite able to extend all the way as Brighton Miller takes a huge cut and miss at one. Kyle Norton making his best effort to extend his glove as much as he could, but not quite in time as the first base umpire called him safe. Now the 0-1 pitch out of the stretch from Winchester to the right-hand hitting. Miller fouls this one off the screen on the first base side to make the count no balls and two strikes. Winchester will get a new baseball. Norton holding on. Paulos at first. Paulos with a 2 or 3 step lead. Winchester will now step off after the batter Miller calls time. Second baseman Calderon shifted toward the right field line. A few steps. So is the shortstop. The outfield shifted to Paulos running, throw from Jones. He will not throw down to second, rather, as he receives that pitch up and in for ball one. Paulos diving in head first at second base. A 1-2 count with two outs. Winchester looking to get out of it. The tying run in scoring position now at second base. Winchester comes set the 1-2 delivery to Brighton Miller with two gone. Fastball just misses outside to even up the count at two balls and two strikes. Two balls, two strikes with two outs. Shortstop Moss playing back of the bag at second, almost up the middle. The 2-2 delivery from Winchester is in the dirt, blocked by Jones, and Paulos deked running to third, but is chased back to second by Jones, who scrambled on top of the ball. threatened to make a throw down to second base. The count now full for the third batter in a row as Winchester out of the stretch. The payoff pitch with two outs in the tying run at second base. It's a fastball fouled back to the screen. Miller staying alive. Winchester really battling here with the last two batters on his third time through the order of the Tehama Bowls. Brighton Miller in his first two at-bats has struck out swinging and flown out. Winchester now comes set. The payoff delivery with two outs. Fastball is chopper towards the shortstop, Moss, who charges, gloves, and throws the first in time. A 6-3 put out will retire the side. And Winchester preserves the lead. We're halfway through our ball game here at Tagger Field. Tonight's game is sponsored by Charlieu's Tap House. They offer a variety of menu items, including breadsticks, buffalo wings, pesto sticks, towering onion rings, soup, salads, pasta, pizza, and more. Charlieu's Tap House at 1901 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlieu's Tap House. Charlieu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlieu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlieu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlieu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Hello, Northern California. This is Roland from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tagger Field in Redding, California. It's Mason Cassingham leading things off against the lefty Braxton Serrano in his second inning of relief work. Cassingham fights off that pitch to make the count one ball and one strike after Betanco was caught in a pickle. Mason Cassingham will get a fresh set of downs. So he is working with a 1-1 count now after one ball and then a foul ball, and this pitch from Serrano misses wide and away to make the count two balls and one strike. The Colt 45's right fielder, as Serrano comes set the 2-1 delivery, breaking ball, check swing by Cassingham, doesn't bite on it. Appeal to first, they say no, as the count moves to three balls and one strike. Coming set is Serrano. Kicks and deals the 3-1 pitch. Fastball misses wide, and Cassingham works a walk. So, leadoff man is aboard for the Colt 45s. Similar to last inning, which resulted in them scoring one run. Now it's going to be the left-hand hitting Sutter Moss, the shortstop tonight. The top of the order. He'll step into the box, Cassingham dancing off the bag at first with the sliding glove on. Two or three steps off the bag. Pickoff attempt on over to first base is not in time. Back easily is Cassingham. Back standing up. Now Serrano comes set, and Cassingham running. Huge jump to throw down to first. Is in time. Cassingham caught stealing. The tag applied by the shortstop, the second baseman, Baker, on the between the shoulder blades of Cassingham as he dove in head first. So he's caught stealing for out number one. A 1-0 count on Moss. Nobody on now as the 1-0 delivery from Serrano. Out of the windup is on the inside corner. Let's make the count. One ball and one strike. One ball, one strike, one out. Left-hand hitting Sutter Moss up to the plate. A wide-open stance deep in the box. Serrano delivers the 1-1 pitch. The breaking ball misses way upstairs for ball two. Griffith Fan is on deck. He's in center field tonight. He's also 0-for-2 with a walk on the evening. Now Serrano comes set first base side. The 2-1 delivery to Sutter Moss is a fastball missing high for ball three. Three balls, one strike on Moss as Serrano goes for a little walk as he rubs up a baseball. Now the 3-1 delivery out of the windup. He comes set. First base has the rubber catchups. Catcher sets up in, and a curveball misses way inside for ball four. So back-to-back walks issued, but after Cassingham was caught stealing, it will only be Sutter Moss on the base pass, as he'll be held on by the first baseman Jojo Rocha at first. The infield looking for a double play here. Second baseman Baker moves in a little bit as Griffith Finn, the left-hand hitter, steps to the plate. The pitch from Serrano out of the stretch. It's a curveball. It goes way above the catcher's head all the way back to the screen, and Moss takes second base easily. That's the second time he's advanced an additional 90 feet on a pass ball tonight. Great base running there from Sutter Moss, who has reached 2 of 3 times tonight in that leadoff position, a role he has not found himself in yet this season until tonight. A 1-0 count on the left-hand hitting Finn as he laid off that breaking ball that missed way upstairs. Infield playing at normal depth now as the 1-0 pitch from Serrano as he checks Moss back at second. The ball in the dirt picked by the catcher. Finn signals to the runner Moss at second to stay there as it did not kick away very far from the catcher. He kept it in front of him. Two balls, no strikes. An additional insurance run in scoring position. Moss at second. The 2-0 delivery to Griffith Finn. The breaking ball off the head of Griffith Finn. Thank God for batting helmets. He flips his bat up in the air in frustration as he jogs down to first base. Something you hate to see, but gladly we have batting helmets nowadays in the modern age of baseball, something they did not used to have. As Braxton Serrano will take a bit of a breather there. Now steps off again. Griffith Finn will call a bit of a timeout. Now the head coach, Don Schrader, comes out to the mound to talk to his pitcher. There's runners at first and second. Nobody up in the bullpen for the Tampa Bulls. But Braxton Serrano's night is finished. He'll walk off the mound visibly frustrated with his outing. He has two hit batters and two walks on the night. He's responsible for both runners on. As a new pitcher will come on in relief, and to allow him time to warm up, we're going to cut to break. You get some sponsors rolling, especially for tonight's game, where tonight's game is sponsored by Charlie's Tap House at 1901 Highway 273 in Anderson. Charlie's Tap House offers a variety of menu items, including breadsticks, buffalo wings, pesto sticks, towering onion rings, soup, salads, pasta, pizza, and more. Charlie's Tap House, dine-in, pick-up, or delivery at 1901 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlie's Tap House. Charlie's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlie's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlie's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlie's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Hello, fans, and welcome back. It's McGuire Smith up to the plate after Joshua Altazar is on in relief of Mr. Braxton Serrano after a walk, two walks rather, and a hit by pitch ended his night. He goes an inning and a third as the first pitch from Altazar is outside for ball one, and the second pitch is low and inside for ball two to McGuire Smith. Two balls and no strikes after back-to-back balls from Altazar. Now the 2-0, runner's not going. This one's grounded up the first baseline foul just by a hair. A 2-1 count with one out. The runners will trot back to their respective bases. Moss at second, Finn at first. After Braxton Serrano goes an inning and a third, he's responsible for both of those base runners. Now, Altazar comes set, delivers to throw it on down to second base. It's going to go way past the bag. Moss running on the play around third and into score after the throw goes all the way into center field. And into second base is Griffith Finn after the E2. So Moss running on the play, very aggressive base running, was able to score. It's now a 2-0 ball game, a 2-2 count on McGuire Smith, and up to second base is Finn on that E2. So now a 2-2 count with one out. Breaking ball misses low to fill the count. Three balls and two strikes. A wild inning here. The Colt 45 is looking to really break open this ball game after they knocked out the third relief pitcher for the Tehama Bulls from the ballgame. The payoff pitch is a broken bat, ground ball to the shortstop who charges and misses the ball. Everybody's going to be safe. Finn into third and safe at first is McGuire Smith. So costly errors are keeping the runners aboard. A shattered bat by McGuire Smith. He broke it off right above the handle in a couple of pieces. It was flying. The barrel was flying toward the pitcher who was dodging it as the shortstop. Paulos was charging in on it and then couldn't quite glove the ball that kind of split off in opposite directions past the pitcher. Now it's going to be left-hand hitting cleanup man, Kyle Norton, the first baseman for tonight, with runners at the corners and one out. For the Tehama Bulls, they now have a double play in order, so they'll move the defense to double play depth with the third baseman, Brighton Miller, playing even with the bag. As a fastball from Altazar is on the outside corner for strike one. No balls and one strike. After Altazar comes in the game for Serrano, the 0-1 delivery. It's a foul tip. Goes back to the screen for strike two. No balls and two strikes. There's one out. It's 2-0. The Colt 45's on top, looking to add on more insurance here with one runner in scoring position at third. That's Finn. And then over at first base is McGuire Smith. Now Norton waves the bat back and forth. A wide stance, left-hand hitter. The pitch from Altazar is a breaking ball. Line shot, just foul. Went right past the third baseman's glove, but landed about 6 inches in foul territory. Making contact with that little stretch of infield dirt in foul territory. And the count remains no balls and two strikes. It was a line shot. Now, new baseball. The 0-2 delivery from Altazar with one out and the runners at the corners. It's a fastball. Misses up and away. Trying to get Norton to chase, but Norton doesn't bite. One ball and two strikes. Norton steps back in, taps the plate a couple times with his bat, now waves it back and forth. Altazar checks the runner at first. That's Smith. Checks the runner at third, that's Finn. Now delivers the 1-2 pitch. Is a ground ball right to the second baseman who gloves, flips the second for one. The relay to first is in time. A great play by the first baseman to stretch for it as the throw was up the right field line. And with minimal damage, the Tehama Bulls escape the inning. The Colt 45s score one, but strand two. It's 2-0 after five. We're headed to the top of the sixth. Tonight's game is sponsored by Tarlou's Tap House. 1901 Highway 273 and Anderson. Dine in, pick up, or delivery at 1901 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tech Field in Ready, California. Winchester back out there on the hill. He's on to his sixth inning of work after starting the game tonight. He's now got a 2-0 lead. The Colt 45s tacked on an additional run. The Colt 45s, after a lot of miscues from the Tehama Bulls, were able to put up one run in the last inning. That was the bottom of the fifth. They were able to scratch one across. As now they look to get back up on the offensive side after they're done with the defense here in the top of the sixth. With Winchester back out there trying to make quick work of these Tehama Bulls. He's got 11 strikeouts on the night. It's the top of the sixth. And the Colt 45's ahead by a score of 2-0. It's going to be the catcher, E.J. Stanton. My apologies, it's a pinch hitter. Steezer, who is relieving E.J. Stanton of his duties. in this, top of the sixth. He swings and misses at strike one. Now Winchester delivers a fastball. It's foul, tipped back to the screen for strike two. Manny Steezer, again taking over the catching responsibilities for the team of Bulls as he's pinch hitting in this top of the sixth inning. He's working an 0-2 count now. Right-hand hitter. Compact stance as Winchester kicks and deals the 0-2. Fastball fouled back to the screen. Steezer stays alive. No balls and two strikes. He's fouled off two straight. Now Winchester gets a sign from Jones. Kicks and deals the 0-2 again. Fastball's grounded right toward the shortstop, moving to his right. That's Moss. Gloves and throws on over to first base. A 6-3 put out. Moss ranging to his right in that 5-6 hole. Was able to make a play on it. And toss on over to first baseman Kyle Norton. For out number one of this top of the sixth inning, it's now going to be Jared McDonald up to the plate, the DH tonight. He is 0-for-2 with a walk. Wide open stance deep in the box from the right side. The fastball from Winchester is swung on and missed for strike one. No balls and one strike with one out. Infield playing a little bit back. Now Winchester delivers a fastball up and away. One ball, one strike. The count is evened up. With one out, nobody on. 1-1 delivery. It's a fastball on the inside corner. Called strike two of the knees. One ball and two strikes. To the right-hand hitting designated hitter, Jerry McDonald. Winchester winds and deals. Waved at by McDonald. He slams his bat down in frustration. It looked like he was looking heater again there, tried to hold up, figured make contact, but he goes down swinging as he waved at that pitch, couldn't get a hold of it. That's strikeout number 12 for Winchester. As a timeout is called. Not quite sure what happened. It looks like Winchester called time. As Bob Anderson will come out to the mound to check on his pitcher, it looks like Winchester might have stepped funky on his ankle or something. They're looking at the field, actually. Not quite sure what happened there, but Winchester seems to be okay. He'll do a little landscaping on the front slope of the mound. Now he's going to actually get a couple throws in to make sure he can still pitch fine. It does look like he might have tweaked his ankle a bit when he was patrolling around the front face of the mound as the infield threw the ball around the horn. So he took a practice throw just to make sure he could still pitch okay. Landing on it. It looked like his left ankle. So his landing ankle with his right hand motion. Two outs. 2-0. The Colt 45 is on top. It's the top of the sixth. Now it's the right end hitting Baker, the second baseman, as Winchester lines and deals a fastball low and inside for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Winchester delivers, ground ball right to the third baseman, Betanco charges, throws on over to first, showing off his rocket of an arm. In time, a 5-3 put out. The Tehama Bulls go 1-2-3. It's 2-0. We're headed to the home half of the sixth. Tonight's game is sponsored by Charlie's Tap House. They offer a variety of menu items, including breadsticks, buffalo wings, pesto sticks, towering onion rings, soup, salads, pasta, pizza, and more. Charlie's Tap House, dine in, pick up, or delivery at 1901 Highway 273. In Anderson.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlie's Tap House. Charlie's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlie's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlie's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlie's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have Veterans Resource Centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers